You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL.com, and I am joined by Casey Hudson and Matt Horner, and we have an NBA odds boost for all of you today. Playoffs odds boost, Celtics odds boost. This is a massive boost for tonight on Kristaps Porzingis and Jaylen Brown to each have over 2.5 made threes. This is boosted to plus 350 at Caesars. What do we think of this boost?
Yeah, I definitely think it's worth a sprinkle here at that number. You had Jaylen Brown, he hit three against Miami in the last game there. He's hit three in three of his last five games. So he's been taking them quite a bit. And then you look at Porzingis, he's the one maybe you might want to worry about a little more. He's only gone over this in two of his last five games, but he did just hit four against Miami the other night. Obviously, they're lapsing a little bit at three-point defense right now. And they really miss Jimmy Butler as well. And without Jimmy Butler, the Heat are just – I think they're going down. So, yeah, I think it's worth a sprinkle, though, at this number.
Yeah, I'm actually a fan of this one. I think that Matt kind of touched on it. The three-point defense hasn't entirely been there, at least not very consistent. And with the Celtics now having mind of that, they're going to try to exploit it and lean into it a bit more. Porzingis averaging 2.1 made threes on the season, but he's got about a little over five attempts per game. So you can kind of count on him trying to work hard in that department. Then you've got Brown averaging 2.2 at home, roughly 5.6 attempts. But as Matt mentioned, he did pick up three. He does average 3.3 specifically versus Miami with seven attempts on top of that. So I actually like this one quite a bit.
Yes, yeah. Love this. Plus 350 at Caesars. Get in on this boost and take advantage of our offer from BetMGM. Bet $10. Get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet does not hit by entering code Lucy when you sign up for a new BetMGM account now. And head to BetQL.com. Get your free three-day trial today. Check out our exclusive sportsbook offers there as well. And of course, follow us on Twitter at TheSportsCase, at Sharp_Side_, and at Lucille Burge. We have our favorite bets for today as well. And I'm going with another home run prop, and I'm going with Evan Carter to hit a home run. This is plus 550 at BetMGM, my long shot in our BetQL.com long shots article. He has one home run in his last two games. He hit one 2 games ago with two home runs in his last 8 games, 3 total home runs so far this season. He will be facing Bryce Miller tonight, starting for the Mariners, and Evan Carter batting 1,000 against him with a home run in 2 plate appearances. He drew a walk in the other plate appearance. So, and Miller has given up 3 home runs in his 4 starts this season. Across those 4 starts, he's given up 3. So I think this is a great spot for Evan Carter to hit a home run tonight.
Does it get much better than batting 1,000?
It really doesn't. It truly does not, Matt.
I don't think you can do much better than that. So Evan, go off, my friend. Let's hit a home run tonight. Yes, I'm going to go to the ice for my bet here, the NHL playoffs. Yesterday, Tampa Bay couldn't get the win for us, but they did cover the 1.5 puck line. So we made up with a small profit there by covering the 1.5 puck line at minus 165. So, all right, we're going to go with the Boston Bruins tonight to get the win, Lucy's team here. These fan bases, it seems like it's a battle of the fan bases that don't believe in their team. Like, I feel like both of these fan bases are just like, how are they going to let us down this year? It's just, you know, the Bruins and the Maple Leafs constantly disappointing. I'm going with the Bruins though tonight. I got them at minus 102. I think you can still get them minus 104 right now at FanDuel. So just a little tiny bit of a move. Toronto, defensively, not good at all. The Leafs rank 26th in expected goals against, and they're dead last in high danger chances against. And I think Boston's offense, which has been really good at taking advantage of high danger chances this year, plus with Swayman and net, I just think they can get the W here against Toronto at that price, especially you're getting minus 104 here at FanDuel. I like them in that number.
Yeah, I'm actually a big fan of that one, Matt, because they really had every chance possible to take game two if Swayman was the pipes, and B, they didn't let off the gas after the first period. But Auston Matthews had himself a day between takeaways and having a point involved in every goal. So I need the Maple Leafs to lose as well. That'll make me feel a little bit better about what's going on with my series. I'm taking mine to the ice as well. Golden Knights versus the Dallas Stars. I said a couple weeks ago that if there's one team that can upset in through seven games, even though I had the Dallas Stars pegged to go to the Stanley Cup all season long, it's going to be the Vegas Golden Knights. Health has not been on their side. They came out and made a splash game one. Obviously, there's the mystery that is Mark Stone always being injured, but yet ready for playoffs. Regardless of that, trade acquisitions made an impact in game one. Hurdle setting up Mark Stone, Hanifin being a part of that goal as well, Eichel picking up where he left off in playoff mode last year. I just think that this team kind of flew under the radar because of the injuries that picked up. But those new guys are going to make an impact. Some of these guys have not had a chance to play for a contending team, and that's going to show up big time versus the Dallas Stars team that's not as great defensively. And Ottinger just has a tendency to kind of crumble under the pressure. That whole spiel to say, I'm taking the under 5.5 total. We did see a battle in the first period for game one. I don't think we're going to see another 4-3 victory here for either team. I think that the defense tightens up on both ends and we see more of like a 3-2 game. So I like the under total for a big matchup yet again tonight out West.
I love that. We are just knee deep in NHL playoffs. So it's very, very exciting. And NBA playoffs. So get it on this odds boost and the bets. It would be great just if the Maple Leafs lost just across the board. I think we all agree. That would be phenomenal. So get in on all of these bets as well and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.